Station, any station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Radio check, please.
Big check. Sounding good, Chad.
Rotator on the beam, and I'm on the slim gym, so any noise whatsoever?
Good and clean.
I appreciate it, Patrick. Kill 4 NUE, clear.
Yes.
NUE. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 5 minutes. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Appointments or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. We'll start with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with W4FCM, Fred and Traverse Rest, N4IEI, Isla, also in Traverse Rest, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont, KO4RMM, Kurt in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, WLL, Leroy in Taylors, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, K4ROW, Richard in Greenville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, and KG4WNP, Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, and KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. Echo Link stations. In Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that's my good friend John, up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And John, I've got you in for comments tonight, sir. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. Any stations via RF that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE, India through Lima.
NUE. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
NUE. If you and Miss Anna are well, please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling me, Chad. Good evening to you and Anna and all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For NUE. Chad, thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, appreciate you dropping by and checking in with us tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. And Larry, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. And he brings along his wife, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. Please say hello to Miss Donna for us tonight, Larry. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix that end begin with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and by telephone relay, our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec. We're all in Lima. I'll be negative and negative, and if I didn't say it, that our daughter's name is Michelle.
KM4NUE. Please check in November 4. Mike, Mike Whiskey, Jimmy, for a mobile over here in Greenville, headed to the house. We'll be negative and negative.
UE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile here in Lima, heading into work. Please also check in by telephone relay. Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA. His name is also Fred. He's my father. He's over there in StarTex tonight. We'll both be negative and negative tonight, Chad. 73 to you, Miss Anna.
All right, the net would like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along Mr. Rick, KK4, Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter by telephone relay, KM4MOQ, Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Also, we'd like to recognize KN4, Mike Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Jimmy. And Jimmy, I did not get your location, sir. Can you give me a call back and give me your location, please?
We're here in Greenville. We're headed home. Our home QTH is Taylor's, but I'm over here on Hayford Road.
I'd like to recognize N4, Mike Mike Whiskey, that's Mr. Jimmy in Greenville on Haywood Road. Jimmy, I do not envy you, and you are a brave soul this time of night on Haywood Road. So good luck to you, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. And he brings along by relay, KI4MRA, his Fred, his father, Fred, in StarTex tonight. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Please check in, N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here, Jim, Juliet, and Mike. Okay, she's in Greenville. Good evening to you, and everyone I'm in. Check me in and out, please, N4, NLR.
Like to welcome N4NLR, that's Mr. Jim in Greenville. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir, and hope you are doing well. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Now, Kilo, Foxtrot 4, Tango, Zulu, Charlie, Daryl in Hendersonville. Control. DH, R
Whiskey Delta 8,
Romeo Oscar November,
head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll stick around for direction.
Check in Kilo Juliet 4, Tango India Quebec, KJ4 TIQ, Philip of Easley, IV negative and negative.
4 NUE. And KO4 QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris, Liberty, negative and negative.
4 NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Air control. Fox 4.
Charlie Kilo Tango, that's KF4CKT, John, and I'm in Honey Five, South Carolina. Good evening, good evening to everybody on the net, and I will be short time tonight.
Right there, I got a couple of stations need to straighten out. First call ending in Tango Zulu Charlie. Had a little bit of white noise, wiped you out. It did not get your name. Did not get the first three of your call. So, if you don't mind, sir, can you give me your call again and your name, sir?
From Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Zulu Charlie. It's Daryl in Hendersonville.
Okay. I got it. KF4TZC, Mr. Daryl in Hendersonville. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed in Brevard. KJ4TIQ, Philip in Easley. KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. And KF4CKT, John in Honeypath. Now, I had another station. Just so far down in the noise, I could not get your call. I believe your name was Tyler. Can you say again, sir? Okay, so we'll move on. We'll make one more call for Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Station. Let's do it this way. You're down in the noise, but I don't want to lose the call. Let's break it down. Give me your call sign twice. Words twice. Call. Go ahead, sir. Kilo India 4, Tango Mike Alpha. Is that correct, sir?
Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha. Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha.
Roger that. Okay, name is Scott. Sierra, Charlie, Oscar, Tango Tango. Is that correct, sir?
Relay. For ZLK. I believe that's KZ4TMA, Simon. I think that's who that is.
Thank you, Shane.
Okay. KZ4TMA, that is Simon in Greenville. We got it. We got it, Simon. Appreciate you hanging around and working with me there. Also, we'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane in Cleveland. And nice talking to you again tonight. Okay, with that, we'll make one more call for Quebec through Tango. Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Here is Kilowatt 4, Yankee, Bravo, Norway. K4YBN, name here is Philip, here in Asheville, North Carolina. Check me negative and negative.
Me. 24W, that's Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey. The name is Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Chad. No traffic around there. Thank you, sir.
Control. 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and we're in the land of Oz. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Bridge 2 Meter Net would like to welcome K4WBN, that's Mr. Phillip in Asheville, and KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and W4WOZ, Mr. Rod in the land of Oz. And Rod, please say hello to Dorothy and the 10 man for me tonight, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, any more stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. That's KO4ZYX. This is Daniel. I'm over here in Spartanburg County. Mobile. Negative and negative.
Now go ahead, recheck.
Yes, Scott. My call again, a correction on that, is Kilo 4 Yugoslavia Brazil November. K4YBN.
About that, Philip. The Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net would like to recognize K4YBN, Philip in Asheville, and KO4ZYX, Daniel in Spartanburg. All right, any more stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to Alpha through Delta, any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Our call for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Again, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. W4CWF, Colwyn and Mill Spring. I'll be negative and negative.
Excuse me. All right, we'd like to welcome W4CWF. That's Mr. Collin in Mill Springs, North Carolina. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Collin. All right, we'll move on to the next group, Echo Through Hotel. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, would you have a suffix that ends in Echo Through Hotel? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net. Have a good evening.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
For NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Chandler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
In Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November, Bill in Mills River, and I'm check me in and out.
G-U-N, I believe it was, sir. Can I have your name, sir?
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill?
All right, the net would like to recognize KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, North Carolina, and W4DJW, Dave in Greer, W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Mr. Gene in Taylor's, and KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and KB2GUN, Mr. Bill in Mills River. All right, any more stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So to open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County, be named and native. 7-3, you are on the net, and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy in Traveler's Rest on a HT. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe in Greer. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
That's Table Rock, don't forget that. Table Rock, KI4LZI4.
Andy, I say Trapper's Rest sometimes just to make sure you're listening. So, yeah, I know you're listening, so just, I don't mean anything by it. All right, I'm sorry, Andy. Stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. This is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. And all stations wishing not to hang around for the rags you may secure at this time. It has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. And we'll now start with the rags you portion, and we'll periodically check for check-ins along the way. So first on the stump tonight is KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, you got a nice clean stump. Go ahead and take it, sir.
This is KN4RJ, and Chad, I know I've talked to you recently, but I just want to let you know that I passed the information on your friend onto my son, and he said he would check it out and see what he could find out. And as soon as I hear something, I'll give you a holler. Other than that, I know you haven't convinced Anna to buy that new rifle scope yet, but like I told you, those red dot scopes aren't that expensive. You might be able to, you know, get her something, you know, as a consolation prize. And I don't think you're gonna be able to do what Harry said, which is get a new rifle for your scope. But you might be able to get a red dot.
Yeah, that's what I was fixing to say. Was I didn't think about getting a new rifle to go with the scope, and I'm trying to work that angle. It's I wasn't very successful today. But I'm wearing her down a little bit. You know, give me a couple of days and maybe I can work that out. But I'm still working at it. But, John, on a serious note here, my friend in the Ukraine could make contact. Boy, that would be really nice. I'm a little bit concerned. And it'd just be nice to know if he could make contact somehow. That would be kind of reassuring, but you know, don't tell him not to do anything special. Just if he runs across him, just let him know we're thinking about him.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, Roger. Well, he's made several Ukrainian friends over there, and of course, I think I told you before, the those who are not of Ukrainian descent tend to stand out a little bit. So. If he can find out something, he will. And as soon as I hear, I'll let you know. But about time for second shift to show up, so just one chat with you for a minute and give you a chance, give second shift a chance to show up. Tell Anna I said hi. I am going to try and work my way down that way at some point and help you with that scope. But before I do that, I have to work my way up to Virginia and help my daughter move into a new house. So it'll be a while.
I appreciate that. I think I'm going to be able to get the scope straightened out as far as the spotter goes. But just probably going to need some help with the whole telescope in its entirety, because it's like I'm seeing, I know it sounds weird, it's like I'm seeing things upside down in it. Is that normal?
This is KN4RJN. If it's a reflector, yes, that is normal. If you're looking at terrestrial objects, they are going to appear inverted because of the way the scope is made. That doesn't affect a whole lot when you're looking at stars, because you know they're points of light, and whether they're inverted or not, it will invert the moon and other things on you too. But yeah, if you're looking at terrestrial objects, they'll appear upside down. If you have a refractor as opposed to a reflector, then you have what is known as a terrestrial telescope, and that's what they, you know, sailors use to spot ships on the horizon. A reflector, wouldn't have done them a whole lot good, because the ship would appear upside down and the ocean would appear in the sky. But for celestial observations, a reflector, you know, that is not a problem.
I don't feel so bad now, because I've got to be honest with you, John. I've taken the scope out of the cradle and turned it 180 degrees because I was seeing things upside down. But now I'm realizing that that's normal. So I'm not an astronomer. What can I say? You know, but I sure have. I spent about 45 minutes taking it out and flipping it upside down, and I've tried everything in the world to get it to see right, but now I know that's normal.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, you can buy a prism attachment. It's called an inverter, which will actually flip it around for you, but that's only if you want to, you know, stare into somebody else's bedroom or window or something, but or look at terrestrial objects, or try to spot deer at 6,000 yards or something like that. But yeah, that's normal for a reflector.
I feel so bad now, but I will give you an update on the other issue. Looks like we're gonna try to work something out for this weekend. I'll give you a call on the landline, though, and get that straightened out with you. But other than that, John, I appreciate you dropping by tonight and helping me out with the telescope. And I'll get the spotter scope on it here in the next day or so, too. So with that, you got anything else for us, John?
This is KN4RJN. No, that'll about do it. Say hello to Anna for me, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Go 4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations that would like to check in? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Chad, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca.
I want to recognize KN4CHY. That's Mr. Keith and Seneca. Appreciate you dropping by with us tonight, Keith. All right, with that, we'll move on to next on the list, which is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, you got a nice clean stump, Mr. Larry. Go ahead and take it, sir.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about
my 2-meter antenna, my Hightower antenna.
Well, when you get done with that, I want to talk about rotors and how to burn one up.
Similar stories, I think. Well, I tried to check into the Anderson net tonight. I was reminded when KF4CKT John checked in tonight. If you're still listening, I did try to check in. But it seems that when the leaves come on the trees, my window, my RF window into Anderson is blocked. So sorry about that, John, and I'll keep trying. But, you know, that was, I think, in our simplex exercises, maybe a second one is coming up. I do think that's one of the things we want to investigate, whether the leaves make a difference. And I can tell you that they make a difference from here to Anderson.
Hey, I suspect that too. I've always heard that. But here in the next month or so, we're going to find out exactly, try to put some numbers on it and see how bad it really is. Over.
Find out some interesting things, I'm sure. These exercises, whether it be simplex or how to solder or how to make a Yagi antenna, they're really interesting, and I'm just so tickled to be a part of that club and, you know, experience these things with the rest of the members. So, you were going to say something about a rotor and smoking a rotor?
Smoke it. Somehow or another, it got smoked. I suspect, I don't want to say lightning, but none of the radios have been affected. Maybe it just quit. I'm not sure. But I tried to get into the 195 machine tonight on the beam, and my motor controller inside the shack runs, but I just couldn't get into the repeater. Finally went out there and looked, and it was not rotating. So I've done everything I know to do to it, and I just went in and ordered another one. So I've got one coming in, so I can't wait.
Well, unless you've had it in your hands, I mean, even if, unless you've taken it apart and checked whether there's something that's fouled it, and just a bit of encouragement, they can easily be rebuilt. They're very simple. Mostly it's the bearings and lubrication that cause a problem with rotation. Curious that your whatever the equipment you have in the shack, does it show rotation? Does it show an indicator that it's moving?
It is a new old stock from the 80s, and it's a TV antenna rotator, you know. You know, I got it at a good price and figured it would work, you know. But it was new in the box. But I don't think I'm gonna be able to get parts for that thing. I don't even know what the brand of it was. But it does not have an azimuth on the dial here. It's just northeast, southwest, that kind of thing. And it's a little bit aggravating. And Anna runs the beam. She's pretty accurate with the beam. So I'm just going to order something with some numbers on it and just make it a little bit easier.
I got you. Well, that's all good. Something has come to my mind. I was reminded another ham has a pocket watch that they want me to take a look at. It's just probably needs a cleaning or whatever, but did you speak to me once upon a time about an heirloom watch that you have?
Of both of my grandfather's heirloom watches, and have one of my great-grandfathers. Have one of my great-grandfather. It does not work. I sent it off to, I think, Virginia years ago to try to have it repaired. And they sent it back and said no, you know, they couldn't do anything with it. But I do have some heirloom watches, yes.
Well, if you don't mind my prying, whereabouts in Virginia did you send it?
Oh, I don't know, Larry. That was probably 15 years ago. I saw an ad in a magazine for watch repair. I don't recall the magazine even. And I just mailed it off, insured it, mailed it off, and it was, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks later, I got it back in the box, you know, not able to repair. No charge even. But I can't recall.
I have to explain that Virginia rings a bell with me. I worked in Virginia at Richmond's oldest jeweler, Cowardin, Cowardin. They were my employer, and the co-owner brothers owned the shop. The co-owner that I worked for was a real watch aficionado. I mean, he had cases on the wall with 20, 30 watches in them, all of them just, you know, in excellent order, but also beautifully restored. And so they specialize. This was in Richmond. They specialize in pocket watches. So anyway, a watchmaker can make a part. That's the difference between a mechanic and a watchmaker. A watchmaker can make the part that might be very difficult or impossible to get. New old stock of something that's 120 years old, you know. So that might be, and we can talk about that later, that might be something that could get that watch running again. Anyway, another thing I wanted to give you an opportunity to speak of, and I wanted to hear your report from the assault on Mount Mitchell and how that went for the club. KK4JBQ.
I would just like to say, besides being in the military, I have never in my life been more proud to be a part of an organization. They were just very professional. You know, everybody was on time, and the flow of traffic on the radios just, it just like, you know, we'd been doing it for years. We had a really good net controller, Wayne. He's been in the club since the repeater was put up. Don't quote me on this, but I think he said he was 93 or maybe 83. I can't remember. But he definitely was, you know, the key there. He was able to move traffic and knew what to say and where to say, but I was just, you know, thoroughly impressed. Let me let my radio drop. One location called the Hairpin Turn, and it was, they had about a 4 mile incline to go, and then when they crested the hill, it was a major downslope that did a switchback. And one rider, he kind of lost control there, because, you know, that big climb and then you get a break, you want to go down that hill pretty fast to get some time. But it was it's exactly what it was a hairpin turn. So he ditched the bike, but he was okay. Got back up and took off. But I just would like to say I saw a myriad of bikes, and never realized that you could enter such different types of bikes in a competition. But I saw three husband and wife teams on, two-seaters. And they were, they were getting it, And then saw one guy came on a bike, and he was laying down. Had a little backboard seat on it, and he was laying flat on his back, just pedaling away. and had a spectator come and talk to one of our operators and was explaining all of the bikes. And some of the bikes range from, a $30 bike from Walmart to, $25,000, $30,000 bike. I couldn't believe that, $30,000 for a bike.
I heard, but do not remember, how long the route was. Can you fill me in on that?
I know they started in Spartanburg and ended up on the mount. I don't know how long it actually was, but they were moving it. I do know that one bike was had a transmission problems. It would not change gears, so he was taken out of the race. And then they had a sweep vehicle. This guy, he was an amateur radio operator, but he was in a vehicle. And he put a broom on the front of his truck, and that was the sweep vehicle. And he, anybody that fell out or whatnot, there were two bicyclists that were not able to finish the course, so, he loaded them up in the truck and took them off to a water station. But, it's very interesting, and I was just very, very proud to be a member of a group that, was just so professional with their radios.
That is great. Thank you for that little fill. And it's just very impressive that a small group like Thermal Belt, small in number, would take on something like that every year and do such an excellent job. I just have to say kudos to you guys. It makes me very proud of those people. Anyhow, I guess that's about it for me. I've had a very good day here. As a matter of fact, a very good week. We've been, and everybody, you think about it, there's a hot, hot summer coming with lots of humidity. Haven't we had a marvelous week to 10 days here? Think back on it later on and how sweet this spring was. I am so thankful for it. Chad, you take care, won't you? And we'll talk with you again real soon. KK4JPQ.
All right, Mr. Larry, I appreciate you dropping by with us tonight. And it's always nice to talk with you. Please tell your better half I said hello. Miss Anna said hello too. And all right, so we'll move on to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is W4. November golf uniform, W4, never give up. Phil in Bowling Springs on Echo Link tonight. I'm just sitting in the den rather than run outside with a walkie-talkie. No traffic, and I'll make a comment about Mount Mitchell when you get a chance, Chad.
I'd like to recognize W4NGU, Mr. Phil in Bowling Springs. Well, Phil, go ahead and make your comment, sir.
Okay, well, I used to live in Greer in a little neighborhood I built. I put in the street and built most of the houses, and that was in another life in the early 90s. But there was a guy that I sold a house to, and he lived right beside me, and he was an avid biker. And we got to talking one day, and he had titanium bikes that you could pick up with your little finger, you know. And he had done the Mount Mitchell thing so many times, it was just old hat. And I said, well, what do you do for a challenge? And he said, oh, I ride the Columbia, Charleston, you know. And I said, you got to be kidding me. No, he was quite serious. And it was just amazing, the bikes he had in that house. Probably worth more than the house I sold him. But it was just amazing. He loved that stuff. And, I mean, he was dead serious about it. And I said, well, how'd you get into biking? And he said, well, I've always been very good at anything athletic. And I was the least good at bike riding, and I wanted to improve my skills. And I said, man, you're just too serious for me.
Well, I tell you, I was thoroughly impressed with the bikes. You could tell that there were a couple of kids that entered the event, and you know, they were riding with their dad and mother, but they had, you know, a $50 bike from Walmart and nothing special. But I couldn't believe the, you know, the gambit of bikes and how serious some of these people are. You know, where I saw a couple of bikes that had a the handlebar, the front end goes through the front of the bike. It had a small computer in there, and it tracked, you know, their lat and long, their speed, how many calories they had burned, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And we had one guy come by and was talking to one of our other operators and was explaining, you know, what all the numbers mean on the bikes and so on and so forth. But, you know, the shirts are, you know, $250 if you have advertisement on it. The shoes are, you know, anywhere from $200 to $300 because they got the little cleats on them. And I just thought, my gosh, man, I cannot believe the amount of money. But, I mean, if you're serious about a hobby, I get it.
W4NGU, yeah, they really get into it. I knew this guy in the late 90s, and I kind of halfway considered, you know, he was trying to get me to do it. And I wish I had at the time, because my knees just wouldn't handle it now. There's just no way I wouldn't attempt it. I'd be having knee surgery on 2 replacements the week after. But anyway, just want to say hello, Chad, and say a few words, and we'll talk to you a little bit later, W4. Never give up.
Appreciate you dropping by. It's always nice to hear from you, and hope you are doing well. And 73s, have a good night and a good week. All right, with that, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chill. Good evening to you and all of that.
4NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic. I'll be in for comments. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
Welcome. Whiskey November 4 Sierra. That's Mr. Chris in Lyman. KI4DOS, Gary in Easley. Gary, I've got you down for some comments, sir. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. And Anna said hello to Miss Joy. All right. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
trees affecting transmission. This weekend I went to the Hamfest over in Hendersonville. Someone was giving away old QSTs. One of the articles that got me was entitled Live Trees Affect Antenna Performance. It's in the February of 2018, and I believe ARRL has a library of back issues that might be looking. I haven't read it yet. I'm not sure what it's going to do for 2 meters.
We're going to conduct a little test here in the next month or so up at the Thermal Belt Club. We're going to see just how bad it does affect. You remember, we'll get you involved in it when it's time. But Ed, if you don't mind, hold your comments just for a little bit. Let me swing on down the log and get the ones that's scheduled for comments, and I'll pick you up on the rag chew. How about that?
Wanted to break in while Larry was still on.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. KZ4TMA. That is Simon in Greenville. Simon, if you're still in there, would you like to make a comment, sir? We'll move on to the next, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary in Easley, go ahead and take it, Gary.
KI4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and everybody on the net. We had a just absolute marvelous day today. It was so beautiful out there in the sunshine. Went over to a friend of mine's and got a mass pipe picked up today. And then we got in the vehicle and rode up to the repeater site up there at Nancy Mountain, up there at Fred's place, K4RM. I'm telling you, that is a beautiful, beautiful place. Have to take you up there sometime, Chad. We stopped at this one little place. It's a little cabin that you can actually rent. It's sitting up on top of the mountain. This is on the Eastern Continental Divide, right on the crest of the divide up there. And, man, you can see for a long, long ways. And we got done up there at the repeater site, came back down, went 6 miles, got us a bite to eat. And then we went over and played with antennas and mass pipes and all of that sort of stuff.
Well, that's good. That's good. So you spent the day with the old man. Did you take the piece of metal with you? And if you did it fit?
Take it, and I haven't taken it out there to try it. But the pipe is in the back of the truck, and I'm gonna put the other piece of metal in there. And hopefully about Thursday morning, I'll run over to your place and we'll attack it from a different angle.
That's good. That's good. So is it in good shape?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's in real good shape. The hardest thing was cutting it in half. I started using a pipe cutter. That didn't work out too good. So then I got my saws all out, cut it only into two pieces. So I tell you what, that T6 aluminum, that thick wall, that's some tough stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Chris bought some material down here a couple of years ago. He brought a piece of titanium down here. It was 2 inches in diameter and was 4 feet long. And he reached in the back of that truck and picked it up like a baseball bat. I mean, it was just, it was solid stock now. That titanium is some really weird stuff, and T6 aluminum is kind of right up there with it. It kind of machines funky. It's got this really weird vibe to it. I don't know how to explain. But it machines well once you get the feed and speed right. But it takes a little bit to get, you know, to deal with that kind of hardness.
Imagine. it was a bear to cut, but I got it cut into two pieces. I got two 12-foot pieces now, so we'll go from there with that. I did want to comment on your bicycle assault up there on Mount Mitchell. I don't know if it was the net controller or not. I was listening on the 145/19 machine, and unfortunately, the lady got in there and she was using 10 codes and 10-4 and 10-8 and all of this. I wanted to get to key the radio up and tell her we do not use 10 codes on ham bands, especially VHF 2-meter. But I didn't say anything. And like I said, I don't know if she was actually the net controller or if she was one of the other parties involved in the assault and didn't know any better. But I thought it was kind of funny.